This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. It's the 12th of November, 2022. We've got the needed rain in the West Coast. We're so happy about blessing to this earth is to get that rain. Some people get too much of it. We're getting not enough, and it's good that we had it. I love the green grass. I love this.
Isn't it great? It's just so great.
Yeah, I just love it when it smells fresh outside, yes. And you kind of have that little feeling of there's a little moisture in there. And
I do too.
It's nice.
It's nice. We're going to talk today about...
I get to wear boots.
Oh, you get to wear boots. That's right.
Even better.
Hour one, we talked about a number of things, but we want to finish up on Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes trial.
Advertising for legal services.
That's true, too. But we want to talk about the trial and the Elizabeth Holmes attempted to get a new trial. We briefly talked about it, but we want to talk about how that applies to now what's going on with Bitcoin and all that stuff tanking and what's this? Is it TM? I don't even know what it's TZ.
TFX,
whatever. What's going on there?
Believe it or not, is huge. That or at least
billions.
It was.
Well, it was. Yeah, not so much now.
And what happens to individuals there? And again, we're not saying anyone should be prosecuted. We're saying let's compare that to Elizabeth Holmes, who what she had and what she said and what she did was not. That did not come to fruition.
But, Fred, every investment should be risk-free, don't you think?
Yes, all of them, 100%. And when they make it big, then it should be. But between you and I have put some money into stuff I'm not going to get into that I think people are not doing what they're supposed to do. There still are rules and regulations that you need to follow. If you're taking people's money, you've got to follow the rules. And Denise says, even though we feel bad for Elizabeth Holmes, you've got to follow the rules.
Right.
And that's when you're – I tell people that all the time. And in fact, I was on a podcast. I've never – that I recall – again, I don't recall ever taking anyone's money to invest in something of mine. I don't ever remember that. And I don't want to because I worry about it if I screw it up. It's someone else's money, right?
I so agree with you.
And so that's the situation. When you're taking money from other people, you better cross your T's and dot your I's. And that's the way it is. And then we're going to talk about Epstein, victim of the Epstein scandal, is now no longer suing Dershowitz. Dershowitz was being sued by a few of them. We're going to talk about Alex Jones, the piling on Alex Jones. And Paul Haggis, that's an interesting one that Denise is going to probably delve into a little bit deeper. If you don't know who he is, you're going to find out soon. And then we've got more and more to talk about. But this is great. 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in, 855-529-7234. Again, this is Radio Law Talk. We're the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. As on a podcast, like I said, it was a very well-known podcast. He told me, he said, now, and he's a lawyer, but he's a podcast host and actually a business person. And he said, Fred, now when you give legal advice on this show, I said, whoop. I let him finish. I said, we don't give legal advice. We're seek counsel. And we're talking only about general topics of law and just having a good time. So it was interesting that some people think, I guess some law shows do give legal advice. We're not giving you legal advice. So just remember that, and we can have fun here, because the funnest thing that we do is we do case or no case. So, Cal, get ready to roll case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right, here we go. Gwinnett County, Georgia. Randall Kevin Jones of Gwinnett County broke into his ex-girlfriend's home and stole several items from there, her television, her camera, her gaming console. The unnamed ex called the police after spotting Jones leaving her home, arms full. Officers from the county PD, the sheriff's department, got there to the scene. They found Jones and ordered him to surrender. Jones didn't, and instead he started to run. He continued running even after an officer threatened to send Draco after him. Draco is the who let the dogs out police dog.
Nice.
Well, they unleashed Draco on him. Draco bit Jones, sending him falling down a ravine. Jones required some stitches for his injuries. Mr. Jones did not appreciate Draco and the dog bites, so after 2 years, he went to a local attorney to see if he might sue the department and Draco the dog for excessive force. Yes, he wondered if he had a case or no case against Draco and the other cops. So, Fred Penny, I think you get to go first this time.
That's awesome, because you know what? This is a knee-jerk case that is clearly no case, but as it could have been a case, but he would have lost. But now is my psychological profile of my producer, Cal Hunter, I'm trying to figure out. It is so easy and straightforward that I'm thinking, doggone it, what happened? Was Cal outside and he was grabbing something from his wife's house really quick and they're married and they just didn't know the difference and the police dog came after him. They thought
just
Cal was stealing something, you know? And so the... You know what? I know the police aren't going to be liable for a dog, and that is not excessive force, especially if they warned him and he looked like he was stealing something and there was a phone call that he was stealing something. You know what you do? It's just when the police say stop, you stop, right? But it's just too, Denise and Todd, this is just too.
Don't you remember that one where the burglar was on the roof and fell through?
Yeah.
And then got damages for falling through
the
roof?
Yes, I know that.
I mean, this could be one of those weird ones.
I know that. It's, just, it's so off the wall. It's just, it's so obvious that the guy doesn't win that I don't want to do that. I don't want to say it's no case. Okay, he's from Georgia. He brings out Georgia. I'm pulling a Denise. Too bad we don't have a commercial. I can think longer. I'm going to say it's going to be a case and he wins. There's just something weird about this that I don't know. It's a case. I'm kind of agreeing with Denise, even though she's not saying her opinion yet, and he wins. That is the guy carrying the TV.
Okay, Tom, what do you think about this?
So what the cops showed, what did they see when they got there?
They saw him leaving the place with his arms full of stolen goods. And they tried to stop him, and he said no, and he kept running, and they sent the dog out. The dog bit him. He fell down a ravine, and the dog followed him down there and made sure he was in custody.
Was he still holding the goods when the dog bit him?
You know, that I do not know.
Okay. So here's the thing. I agree with Fred in the sense that, if you're going to try to rummage through Cal's brain, the cavernous reason, you better take a canary first.
Hey.
Now you got to take one of those doves.
Well,
isn't
what,
it,
that's
isn't
the,
it those doves?
It's the canary.
Oh, it's the canary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I can hear you both, you know. You understand?
Yes. Oh, you're right there. Oh, is this on? Is this on?
I've got a BM trying to talk love words.
I agree with Fred that this is too straightforward to be nothing. So I'm going to say, yes, it's a case, and I think that the guy wins. The only thing that I will say is I do know that when it comes to the use of police dogs, there is a protocol they have to follow, and you can have excessive force. But usually, if they find that there was excessive force, that really affects the admissibility of some evidence in the criminal trial. We'll see if that gives rise to civil damages. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. But I'm going to say it does, and the guy gets some.
Todd, can I ask you a question on that issue? What if they have a police Dalmatian?
Well, just
or a
cute.
Police dachshund?
A police dachshund? Oh, I don't know.
Would that be excessive force?
They have that cute little dog in Ukraine that's smelling out bombs.
The bomb dog.
Oh. He's just a little guy.
But remember, Dalmatians are way too stupid. Sorry.
Okay, we'll say dachshund. Police dachshund. When we come back, we're going to talk about the police dachshund and see whether or not Denise is going to stay with Todd and I or going to stray from what
or if I tricked them.
That's right. We'll be back.
What's your answer to case or no case? What do you think? Good one? Bad one? Yay? No? We'd love to hear from you here at Radio Law Talk via email or on the telephone. Stay tuned as the show continues right here at LOA.
You turned on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials. and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Frederick Penny. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life, and it makes...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. At radiolawtalk.com.
Okay, Denise, you had a lot of time to think about the case or no case, whether or not the doggy dog, the dachshund that attacked this man in Georgia was, did he sue the police department and did he win?
And how long do you have to bring an excessive force case? Because Cal was real specific about the 2 years.
I assure you that was not a factor in the case.
Okay. And so what I did in the very beginning was try to get Fred to say it was a case, and that he won. I was trying to trick him in because I believed it wasn't a case. But I'm always, when I come off of being gone for a couple weeks, my picker is wrong. My idea,
like a personal problem.
Yeah,
huh?
My idea about Cal, it's like I just am disconnected and kind of not on.
You're not in the zone, is what
your vibe is. Not
I'm not
there.
Going to follow these guys. I'm going to say no case.
Whoa! We got right. So for sure, Cal doesn't win because we got a no case.
I'm out, and that's why she did it. She wanted to make sure. Okay, Cal. Well, here's the story.
Okay, let's tell. This is interesting.
Mr. Jones claimed that Draco, the dog, bit him for what seemed like a lifetime. He also claimed the officers watched and did not try to get Draco off of him as all of this was going on. Gwinnett County tried to get the lawsuit dismissed, but the judge hearing the matter said no, and so they appealed to federal court, where Judge Robin Rosenbaum of the 11th Circuit threw the case out, saying, "We hold that dog is not a person and can't be sued." And that, ladies and gentlemen,
so we got 1 point. It was a case, and he lost.
Correct.
Okay, we get 1 point each, but that's a good one. That was an interesting one.
That's case or no case.
And
wow.
You guys want to know the score?
What?
Todd is ahead at 45. Uh-huh. Fred is next at 36. I'm next at 27.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Cal is hanging in there at a very solid 21.
Yes.
It's a wipeout.
Next hour, we will hear about Jeremiah and his prolific child-bearing partner and the challenge they faced. Ooh. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
I like kids
on Radio Law Talk.
Can you imagine the dog's testimony? Could you please describe your working conditions?
Rough.
Okay.
I see you sat on some sandpaper. How was that? Well, likewise, rough.
And where did you first see the defendant? Where was he? Was he on the house?
Roof.
Okay.
And what did you do?
I just think it was interesting that he included the dog in the lawsuit and gave every court that thought at all a wide berth of getting out of this and saying, we're not going to go after the cops for using a dog on you, you thief, yeah. Anyway, because he was convicted of theft, by the way. So.
Wow. Okay, so we're talking about Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes the first hour, and we wanted to finish up hour two discussing, basically she is going to be sentenced. And the first thing that's going to occur, we want to do two things. I want to ask Todd about a certain thing that occurs prior to her sentencing. And then let's try to liken this unto what's going on with Bitcoin right now and all the absolute losses. And I'm going to look at
cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. What's the name of the guy and the name of the currency?
EFX.
EFX, something like that. Yeah. So
TFX.
TFX. I don't know.
TFX.
It's a lot of money. That's all.
Being corrupt is right now is what it is.
Yeah, it's like 90% dropped. TFX.
Yes, TFX.
He declared he's done, right?
He's being bought out by another, Bitcoin or...
It's FTX.
FTX.
Okay, but they're being bought out by its competitor somehow, but at one point...
No, that went through. It did not go through.
Oh, it didn't go through.
And so they filed for bankruptcy protection.
Oh, yes.
And they went from, $44 billion value to nothing.
Yeah, essentially, yesterday, it's Friday, over the course of 24 hours, there were withdrawals, almost $700 million, $660, wow. $690 million. This guy went from being a multi-billionaire to having a zero net worth in 24 hours.
That sounds like Elizabeth Holmes. Wasn't she worth $4 billion or something like that, or a few billion down to zero?
Yeah. Would it be ironic if she was an investor in this coin company?
So the question is, the first question I'm going to have of you, Todd, then we're going to ask how that applies to this FTX individual. I'm not saying he's Elizabeth Holmes, but this individual is the guy who started it, this cryptocurrency exchange, FTX. And how it differentiates. The first thing is, A court probation officer has submitted a pre-sentence report to the judge.
Yes.
And he kind of, apparently after a quote, an investigation into Ms. Holmes' legal and personal background. So
can we continue that after this?
Yes,
we're a little behind
it.
Right now.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz to Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. 800-798-1627. That's 800-798-1627.
How would you like to publish?
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Arizona and Nevada election workers were toiling to tally hundreds of thousands of uncounted ballots that could determine control of the U.S. Senate, a process officials in one of the battleground states warned could drag on for days. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, headed for a December 6th runoff, a staggering $262 million had already been spent on that race. Now political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on Election Day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's top rising star. What comes next is trickier. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Can we stop now?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, Todd, what is a... Because the court probation officer submitted a pre-sentence report in the Elizabeth Holmes trial. What is that?
Well, a pre-sentence report is a supposed to be a report generated by an independent, usually a probation officer, a person whose opinion is independent of the prosecution and the defense, and it lays out background information for the judge. And in federal court, it also, well, state court too, but it also does a very important calculation where it calculates under federal guidelines about what the guidelines say the appropriate sentence should be, taking in certain things into consideration. In this case here, it would be the number of counts, the number of victims, the total amount of money that we're talking about that was claimed lost, as well as mitigating information from the report preparer's perspective, mitigating information that the court can consider. All total, the sentencing guidelines, now the report hasn't been made public, so I don't know what they put in, but in looking at essential sentencing guidelines and the factors they consider, an appropriate sentence under the guidelines would be anywhere from 9 to 11 years in this case. And that's the guidelines. Now, the reason the court has this report is, well, the defense is going to submit, and actually did yesterday, is going to submit their sentencing report. And you can imagine what the defense's report is going to be like. The defense's report, or sentencing memorandum, is, this person is a saint. You know, if it wasn't for the fact that she kicked a cat every day, she'd be taken up to heaven. This was all somebody else's fault, and let's get the time that she's supposed to serve way down. The prosecution's sentencing memorandum is going to be the other end of the spectrum. This person is a step away from being the Prince of Darkness herself, and she And some, and then this sentencing report that's done by a probation officer is supposed to split that and be in the middle somewhat neutral. Well, we'll see how it works out. There are a lot of things for the court to consider, and there's going to be full argument on sentencing as well.
Right, and I certainly, as a defense, would be arguing mitigating factors for sure.
Absolutely.
Because she worked very hard to try to pay everybody back. She paid fines. She was charged, you know, through the Federal Trade, you know. And
FTC. Does she have a child? Doesn't she have a child?
She does, and she may be pregnant right now. We're not sure. I mean, there's speculation. That's going to be a mitigating factor as well.
What you said there with the SEC, the Federal Trade Commission, that is huge to me.
Yeah.
Because from the court's standpoint, you look at this and go, look, even if the court is going to order court-ordered restitution for amounts that weren't paid back, the court has to look at this and say, there was already a government regulatory agency that's designed to oversee these security exchanges. And they went after her, and she was found liable, and she paid as much back until she had nothing left to give under that, and then the government went after her again criminally. And I see a judge looking at that going, that's got to be mitigating. I would also note that Bulwani, he was found guilty, and his sentencing has been put off to December. So that it's happening after Elizabeth Holmes' sentencing. I think that's important, too, because you certainly, you know, the government wouldn't want to be a situation where some judge gave him less time than her. They want to see what she gets, and I think that is because they're going to give him more than her. That's just my armchair.
Yeah, because he was found of actually committing fraud against the public.
Yes.
And against the client, not clients, patients.
And I would be arguing, if I was the defense, the fact that he was found guilty should be a circumstance in mitigation. Because now it's not conjecture that he did these things that may have unduly influenced this person, who essentially was 19, 20 years old at the time this started, and he took her under wing. He has now been convicted of the things that she said he did and how he had an influence on her, and I think the court could look at that and say, yeah, you might have been the puppet and the face of the franchise, but somebody else is pulling the strings, and that should be mitigating for her. That would be my argument.
Now I say, so FTX is a Bitcoin exchange company.
A cryptocurrency
exchange company, and the owner is Sam, they got started, Sam Bankman. By the way, he's only 30 years old, was worth billions of dollars. Apparently there was going to be an FTX stadium or arena, which with the Miami Heat.
There is.
They just
pulled the name off of it like today.
Oh, because I know they had already started the process.
Yeah.
And so, okay, and then I know there's a NASCAR team that has something to do with FTX, and there's a lot going on with I mean, just as of what, a few months ago, they were fine, right?
A few days ago,
and then just everything fell out from underneath it. Bitcoin, I believe it was up to 60,000. I know it was cryptocurrency, we're talking general, but Bitcoin was up at 60,000 at one time. It's down to 16,000 a share. So things are just dropping in this area. So how is that different? How is it that all these investors in this cryptocurrency of this individual Sam Bankman, and again, I'm not saying they should prosecute him, I'm just saying, how's that different than Elizabeth Holmes? What do you think?
The representation that was made was that this crypto was a lot safer than cash because it could not be hacked. Like the situation was that it was online and there was really no way to hack into this thing. And what happened is that it started to fail. And then the next thing you know, there was $600 million missing out of their customers' wallets. And the wallets are where all the cryptocurrency was stored. And they had represented they could not be hacked. And I do think that that's going to be one material misrepresentation.
You know, there's another thing, and that is the federal government despises cryptocurrencies because they have not been able consistently to tax and regulate, is my understanding. So that may be a reason why they look at the crypto guys and say, you know what? Okay, we're going to really come after you because you are maybe running around us somehow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of also companies other than this, the FTX, that are filing bankruptcy because they're connected, right?
Right.
There's, a lot of this is out of the Bay Area.
I mean, the speed with which this happened, and one of the problems was that FTX was carrying about $9 billion in debt, and it was only backed by about $900 million in liquid assets, and that's what got tacked into. On Sunday, November 6th, Binance, another crypto exchange, announced plans that they were going to sell some of their position in FTT, a different one. On Monday, the 7th of November, FTX was reported, "We're fine. We are fine." On Tuesday, Binance, the same that sold their position and others, said, "Hey, we're going to buy FTX."
It was like a hostile takeover.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday, Binance said the deal's off. On Thursday, money starts getting drained out of FTX, and nobody knows where it's going and how it comes down. And by Friday, it's worthless. Company files for bankruptcy. The CEO, who is worth $16 billion at the beginning of the week, now has a net worth of zero. He is replaced, and
he's being investigated not just by the Federal Trade and all that, but also because they were headquartered out of Bahamas.
Yeah.
Oh. So
for
now
taxes.
They've got issues. Got issues.
They said at one time this past spring the company was worth $26 billion with a B. And now, again, I'm going to quote CNN Business in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried, this is his name, Bankman-Fried, woke up Monday still a billionaire, even as his cryptocurrency empire was beginning to unravel. By Friday, which is this past Friday, his fortune was completely wiped out.
You had asked about Elizabeth Holmes. I think where things are, this is painting with very broad strokes here, but where they're similar is that it is people investing without a guarantee of a rate of return. It's venture, right? They're people investing in it. I don't know where it's similar or not in terms of any potential criminal allegation or criminal charges against Bankman-Fried or FTX, because I don't know the statements that were made. Right now, there's going to be an investigation. What statements were made to induce people to invest and put their money with FTX? If they can show that those statements were fraudulent, then you're looking at something similar to Elizabeth Holmes.
Interesting. We're going to talk about Epstein. Epstein victim drops the lawsuit against Alan Dershowitz. That's very interesting, of the statements coming out. We got Alex Jones, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Paul Haggis. We'll be back.
Where did all that money go? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right here. Don't go away. Radio Law Talk.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Boys are weird.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So one of the victims, I guess I'm on, right? One of the victims of the Epstein debacle, I'm going to call it that, claimed that Alan Dershowitz sexually assaulted her and brought a lawsuit, and now... her name was Virginia Giffrey. Is that how you say it? Giffrey? Or isn't she the one that shows the picture of Prince Andrew holding her?
Yes.
Holding her. Yeah. Basically, this is the three of us were talking during the break, and not this break, but a couple breaks ago, about this is the way they all should end, right? I mean, not all of them, but when there's something. She basically said, look, I'm withdrawing the lawsuit. I'm not getting paid any money. I believe that Alan Dershowitz sexually assaulted me, but I now know I was wrong. I was young. I didn't remember things correctly, and he didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, this is significant because prior to this, her claims have been that it happened a half dozen times. And, you know, Alan Dershowitz, he used to be, anytime there was a criminal case that needed a commentary, he's a professor at Harvard, or was, I don't know if he still is or not, but maybe. But he was the one that would be on all the news networks doing commentary. He actually was retained for a brief period of time by the O.J. Simpson team to do legal work and background there. I mean, very well known, very well respected legal mind. And when his name showed up as one of the potential Johns, if you will, or folks in this Epstein saga, I mean, that was an eye-opener. And
it hit big news, though.
It did.
And the reason we're bringing this up is it's kind of on the back pages now.
Yeah, it seems like the allegations always make the front page, and then when it turns out not to be true, it's some byline on a back page that nobody sees, and so the public perception is always what the allegation was. But I like the way they did this to get the exoneration to try to be as close to front page
as
well.
Yeah, I think it was very sensitive. Alan Dershowitz said, I believe that she believed that I had done the things. I have always been consistent about denying that. I didn't meet her. I wasn't with her. And I could show that I wasn't in the places she said I was at the time she said I was. And then Ms. Griffey, she actually said, you know, I truly did believe that it was him, but now I'm realizing that I was probably mistaken. I was very young, and there was a lot of people involved, and it was
pressure.
A traumatic time during my life. I mean, the allegation was that she was sex trafficked to him, which is a very traumatic experience. And so the way that they put together, saying there's no money exchanging hands, it basically exonerated him. At the same time, it did not diminish her as a victim.
Right.
And when you say no money changing hands, this was not as a result of some sort of monetary settlement, a payoff. It was she said she realizes now she was wrong and is dismissing and there's nothing else. I don't know if you were going to read this, Fred, but there's a quote from Alan Dershowitz and that I really like this because it would be very easy for somebody in his position to want blood for the damage to his reputation that the allegations had. Very easy. Yet this is what he says. Ms. Guffrey is to be commended for her courage in now stating publicly that she may have been mistaken about me. She has suffered much at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein. This is the best part. And I commend her work combating the evil of sex trafficking. He went from being an accused opponent by virtue of a lawsuit to now what appears to be an ally and somebody that's joining with her, maybe just in spirit only. And that you don't see resolutions like this or dismissals like this. In fact, I can't remember the last time I saw one that was like this. It was just, it's usually a case dismissed, terms not disclosed, and then everybody's left to wonder.
Yeah. No, that's that. Move on. And I don't want to get in detail on this. Alex Jones, those of you who know who the jury found him liable of slandering the Sandy Hook families, just under $1 billion is what they said that he owes these families. That's not including the other. There's another lawsuit where he won in Texas. Is it $40 million the family won or something to that effect? But here's the thing that they now ask for attorney's fees. Now, you can ask for attorney's fees in, it depends on the state, but like, for example, in California, if you do what's called a CCP 988, you make an offer and they don't reach that offer. Sometimes you can't necessarily get attorney's fees, but there's ways you can get other things like costs.
And expert witness fees.
Expert witness fees, all that stuff. I'm not quite sure how attorney's fees were allowed here, but I know that he was ordered to pay by the judge on Thursday an extra, ready for this, an extra $473 million. So makes it a total of $1.44 billion that he has to pay to the victim.
Did he just write a check or what?
Yeah, I'd say a third party out of state check.
Yeah, post-dated. What he probably said was, "Well, great, I'll just have my FTX account cut you an amount for the file."
Right. There you go.
That's
oh my gosh, what happened here?
Good one.
Yeah, so that's.
I think it's because they sued him for defamation, infliction of emotional distress, and violation of Connecticut's Unfair Trade Practices Act that may allow for the attorney fees, is what I'm pretty sure.
Okay, and that's great. But where's Alex Jones going to get $1.5 billion to pay this off? That's the whole thing.
You know, I mean, go ahead, Denise.
Let him clean him out.
Yeah, here's what's interesting.
Let him take everything he owns.
Well, no, Powerball was $1.5 billion last
week. Well, guess what? Yeah. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Ready for this, guys?
Nope.
This is going to be interesting. And I think we're all going to agree. I tell you, you go look at Rust and what they did. There's ways to do there's ways to make it so the victims are going to get paid. I'm not saying you let him spew what he's spewing out on the radio anymore. But doggone it, if he stays I'm going to say, in business and making money for the next 30 years, maybe that's what he does and pays them off. And they get a cut of that. I don't know. You know, it doesn't mean you want – I know what the victim was saying. Fred, that's stupid because we don't want this anymore. He's ruined people's lives. I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I wonder if there's a way to keep him solvent somewhere to pay this.
And can he BK out of these legal settlements?
No, we cannot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and punitive damages is one element that cannot be BK'd or bankruptcied. But the thing about him is he is never in 100 million years going to admit fault, and he will never work to pay anybody else. He's that type of personality that he's going to go underground. So the court in this case specifically ordered him not to do any transfers, not to diminish his assets, not to do anything. So he's under a specific court order.
Even
right
if
now.
He does, it doesn't matter. They can say that's fraud, right?
Well, yeah, but that causes more lawsuits and, you know, it's just more damages to them. So hopefully he's going to just liquidate.
I guess. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, how it's set up, how the companies are set up, right?
Question for you. This came up in the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing about when she was talking about wanting to appeal and you have to put up a certain bond based upon the amount. I mean, he's looking at $1.44 billion. If he wants to appeal, and I don't know the answer to this, is there a bond amount he's got to put up pending the appeal?
Probably.
And where does he come up with that money? I mean, $1.44 billion is a lot of money. Even a percentage of that for the bond is a lot of money.
That'd
be in the millions.
Okay, so he doesn't pay, so now what? He just liquidates, gives him what he has, and then walks away? I mean, what happens next?
I don't know.
That's what he should do. Sorry to say. I just can't imagine anybody making up the type of stories that impacted these 20 families and brought misery to these families for years. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't understand how come your average people will pay for that.
I don't listen. I don't to it. I don't follow. I never have.
Yeah, me either.
I don't. And we're radio people. Right. We don't listen. I don't. You know, all I got to say is there's a balance in life for everything, right? You know, yes, you need to sue. I'm a plaintiff's lawyer. I believe in, the court systems. But I just shake my head and I say, where's all this money going to come from? When we come back, we're going to talk about Paul Haggis, and we're going to have Denise really, just hone in on that. We'll be back.
All right, that's Radio Law Talk. That's next hour at 6 minutes after. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues right where you're listening right now. Don't go away.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.